So I had such a fascinating morning last week going down to the Sheridan Libraries at Johns Hopkins University to the Department of Conservation and Preservation. And I was visiting the book and paper conservator there, Jennifer Jarvis, and wanted to invite her in to talk about this somewhat arcane career. It's lovely of you to come in, Jennifer. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It was very interesting watching you work and seeing how much of a hands-on job this is, but I was also very aware of how cerebral it is. So tell me about some of the things that you need to think about before you go into a conservation project.
Well, obviously you need to have an understanding of the materials that you're working with. So I think you watched me work on a parchment manuscript in book form, and then also some flat pieces on paper. So that can change things. The time period in which it was made is important to know. Also, what the plan for a particular object? Is it something that's going on exhibition? Is it something that a curator needs to study or a researcher needs to study? So trying to figure out what the goal of any kind of treatment is important. And then choosing from our array of possible materials with which to then conserve that object. So you kind of have to fit a lot of puzzle pieces together. And certainly for most of the books that I work with, which are special collections, rare, older items, each object is unique. And so you have to approach it as kind of a one-off treatment.
So talking about the rare books, that would be places like Peabody and Evergreen, obviously. But what is so interesting about the department is that it's not only conservation, but also preservation. And what are the most important things that you feel you need to pass on, not only to librarians, but even just to simple book lovers in everyday life? What is the best way to take care of these objects that are so precious?
I think a lot of it is, it seems common sense to me that a certain level of care with handling. I think people get so excited by the book that they're looking at that it can be overwhelming, and you can forget that you're also dealing with a fragile artifact in some cases. And so care needs to be taken when handling them, not just flopping the cover open onto the table, but supporting it with your hand or with something underneath. Environment, I think that as long as you're not putting your books in overly damp or overly dry conditions, I wouldn't worry too much about it. But we tend to store our things in basements or in attics, and those can be not the most ideal places to keep your books. And away from light can be really damaging as well. It's cumulative. There's no way to reverse light damage. And then transport, I guess, would be the final thing. The vibrations and jostling around that can happen during transportation for something that's already fragile can be problematic.
There's a wonderful resource for anyone who would like to find a conservator for a precious book. This is conservation-us.org. And the facility where Jennifer works is library.jhu.edu, and you can just navigate to conservation-preservation. Jennifer Jarvis is a book and paper conservator at the Sheridan Libraries at Johns Hopkins University. It's so kind of you to come in and share some of your expertise. Thank you.
Thank you.